is running.
Radio X. News update next.
I'm back in Charlie Bigham's kitchen. What's on the menu?
My ultimate lasagna, made with a wonderfully rich ragu, slow cooked for at least 2 hours, layered 5 times with fresh pasta, and finished with creamy bechamel and mature cheddar.
Ooh, I like what I'm hearing.
And I haven't even got to the sneaky layer of bechamel in the middle yet. Cheers.
The only thing I like more than a delicious lasagna is one that I didn't have to make. You're not free tomorrow, are you?
I think I've got plans.
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen, cooked in yours.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 8 o'clock, here's Dominic Brown.
From Global's newsroom, a major search and rescue operation is now underway after a passenger plane and a military helicopter collided above the skies of Washington, D.C. The American Airlines flight from Wichita in Kansas had 64 people on board. Rescue workers are trying to get people out of the Potomac River. It's unclear how many have survived. Matthew Capucci, who writes for the Washington Post, lives in a building that's overlooking the Reagan National Airport.
300 people are responding, and it's obviously one of the most disastrous commercial aviation incidents in U.S. history. To have a collision this big is mind-blowing. It's some of the most tightly governed airspace in the entire country and really the world.
In other news this morning, households across England and Wales will see their water bills go up by over £10 a month from April. That's a 26% rise. Water UK says money raised will go towards much-needed infrastructure projects. It's claimed crime in shops is spiralling out of control with more than 2,000 cases on average every day. The British Retail Consortium says it includes more than 450 daily cases of abuse or threats to staff. And Royal Mail's regulator is proposing reducing the number of days second-class post is delivered. Ofcom's plans will mean it won't be delivered on Saturdays and will move to alternate weekdays, while first class will remain 6 days a week.
Sport.
Manchester City avoided elimination from the Champions League last night. They beat Club Bruges 3-1. Pep Guardiola's side are now through to the playoffs, where we'll have to get past a European giant to progress further.
It's what it is. So there's no complaint at all. So it's Bayern or Madrid, Madrid or Bayern. We're going to face them. So one is the king of the competition. The other one maybe is the second or third king of the competition.
Aston Villa qualified automatically for the last 16. They got a 4-2 win over Celtic last night. Liverpool lost 3-2 at PSV Eindhoven, but they do progress as the number one seed.
You lost.
Yeah, it's fine. We finished.
Oh, no.
We finished top. We finished top.
Captain,
of the league.
You lost.
No,
it's okay. And we played lots of youngsters as well. So that's good.
You were
good.
Playing a bunch of kids and you still lost.
We played, oh, right. As in we played our kids.
Yeah, I knew.
Arsenal beat Girona 2-1 to advance into third
they're
place.
Through.
They're through as well. And Manchester United and Spurs both need victories tonight if they're to automatically secure their place in the last 16 of the Europa League. United travel to Romania to face FCSB. Spurs host Swedish club Elfsborg. And Rangers need to beat Union Saint-Gilloise and hope other results go their way if they're going to finish in the top eight. All three have already guaranteed themselves a playoff place.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to winterproof your vehicle.
Quite a few blustery showers, especially in the far northeast of the UK. Dry and sunny elsewhere, and temperatures up to around 8 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
The Jerkin Man.
That's...
If you've just woken up, go to Radio X's Instagram or my Instagram, Chris Moyles Official, click on the stories and look at Dominic Byrne wearing his new leather jerkin. It's been sent in by a listener anonymously. Dom's tried it on. We've taken a picture. It's not that bad.
It's not?
It's strangely not a bad look. Somebody said you need to wear a big white Freddy shirt with it. You look like Meatloaf.
Right. In a good way.
Of course.
Yeah.
So go and check out Dom and his new leather jerkin.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Right. Would you like... you got a choice of what we can talk about now.
Okay, sure.
We can talk about Captain Crapbeard.
Right.
Or we can talk about something lovely.
Yeah.
It's a funny one. It's lovely, but it's an absolute no. What on earth are you thinking? So it's lovely, but a no, or Captain Crapbeard.
It's lovely, but a no. What's that?
Why am I an option?
Because I've got a couple of things I want to talk about, and I'm going to talk about them all anyway, because I've got a 3.5-hour show to fill, so I'm just giving Dom the option of which one we do first.
Why don't you do the lovely but an absolute...
Okay. I'll do it now. There's a message from Mark in Norway.
Yeah.
And... Can't answer the door, we're kind of busy. Don't just stand there like a lemon.
I thought this was this set. I thought this was set up now for a man to appear at the window.
That's the security guard that never speaks to me.
Ah, is that him?
That's the guy that ignores me every time I say hello to him.
Right.
He just came to the window with a box. He said to go, got a box for you.
Mm.
It's like, right, we're kind of doing a show here.
Yeah.
I don't bother you while you're playing solitaire. Sorry, checking the security cameras.
Yeah.
Does he say hello to any of you? That's the guy that always ignores me.
Yeah.
Pip?
He sang me
which
a song.
Which one?
The guy was just at the window.
I went for a beer with him last night.
The what?
I went for a beer with him last night. It was absolutely fine.
What's his name?
Steve. I don't know his name. I actually
Steve
don't know.
The security
Steve
man.
Steve the security guy. It's kind of an S, isn't it? Yeah. It's got an alliteration.
Most of them say hello, don't they?
Yeah.
Apart from that one. Here's a lovely but no, okay?
Right.
It comes from Mark in Norway. Hi, guys. I'm going to leave some bits out. Hi, guys. Loving the show. I will be in London on Friday, the 21st of February. I would love to meet you all. Would it be possible to meet you after the show and buy you all a drink? It would make my year, my life.
My love.
I'll be with the wife and kids. And we all love listening to you. Please, Chris, make my wish come true. Love from Mark in Norway.
Oh.
And that is under the category... Ah, no!
So it's on a Friday. Okay, we'll be in London. Love to meet you all. Before some meet you after the show. Now, genuinely, the drink thing we might not have time for, but we'll absolutely say hello to Mark from...
Will you?
Because we leave together usually on a Friday.
Not that day.
Oh, not on the 21st?
No.
What are your plans?
Leaving through a different door.
Right, okay.
At a different time.
Right.
Okay. I'll be in London on Friday the 21st. I'd love to meet you all. Would it be possible to meet you after the show and buy you all a drink? No.
Oh, but what a
Again,
lovely
thing
to say.
Mark, so lovely.
Yeah.
Very naive. Dear Noel Gallagher, I've got tickets to Heaton Park. I'm a massive fan. Could I see you after the gig and just have a coffee with you and tell you all about my favourite Oasis songs? Ah, no!
It's a nice assumption, but he is... a nice offer, but he's assuming that you are going to the pub immediately as the show finishes for a drink.
Those days are well gone, unfortunately.
We've not done that for months, have we? Years.
Mark, you make a good point. I would love those days to be back. Just once a fortnight, we finish the show, we go straight to the pub. And yeah. I'd be happy with that.
Absolutely.
Right? We all get in really early. You get in early.
Mm.
Captain James gets in early. Pippa gets in early. Stupid early. Get all the work done so we can leave at 5:10 and we'll be in the spoons.
Yeah.
Steve said he's going to come too.
No, Steve. Oh, no, you're misunderstanding. It's not a yes, Steve. It's not a yes. Mark's coming all the way from Norway. That's lovely. He's got his wife and his kids. I'm going to do a 3.5-hour show and then, what, sit with this complete stranger with his family.
Yeah. Hearing all about Norway as well.
Yeah, let me say, Norway.
Ross is coming.
No, it's not a thing.
Is Ross also...
Is that Ross who hates everything?
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Angry Ross.
Mark's texting.
Bit of a stretch, Chris, comparing yourself with Noel Gallagher. Not really.
And Mark's been back on. I promise I'm not weird.
Yeah. Oh, that means he isn't weird.
That's all right.
All right.
That's it.
Because if you're really weird, you'd never say you weren't
exactly.
Weird. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Well, Dom, do you want to meet him? Do you want to go for a drink with him?
Shall
I put you down as a yes?
I can't go for a drink with him, sadly. Well, you know, on a Friday, things...
Yeah.
Golf. Things to do with golf. Ooh. I
you,
always
you
play
have
golf
a quick
on a
drink
Friday.
With him?
Probably could.
20 minutes?
Well,
doesn't need to be an alcoholic drink?
No, it wouldn't be.
Shall I book you in? I'll book a table at the Spoons next door.
I can't.
For him, the wife, the kids, and you.
Yeah, I just...
Anybody
like,
want to join him, Captain?
I think I'm busy.
James?
What are you doing?
Yeah, well, it's getting quite full now, Brian.
It's a busy day.
Hang on, who's Brian?
Brian's going.
I don't think
Tom's
going to get a table big enough to book everyone in for. Yeah.
Craig's coming from.
Should we just say, Dom? How about this?
Coming.
Dom, how about this? Friday the 21st of February.
That's it.
At 10 past 10.
Right.
You'll be in the Wetherspoons at Leicester Square if anybody wants to have a drink with you.
That's nice.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Sadly, because I'll be playing golf at about 11:45.
Have you got any diary?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Yeah.
We could choose a different day.
I haven't got it written down, but
well,
I play every Friday.
It's like every Friday.
It is in a diary, though.
Hang on, let's see if I've written it down. Might have even
just
written it down.
Just watch him, Captain. Make sure he hasn't written it down.
Add new entry.
He's scrolling through his diary.
Is it tomorrow as well, then?
So Friday the
tomorrow? No, yeah. I can't play tomorrow.
That's clear. That's clear.
Hang on.
That day is here in your diary.
So, Dom,
golf.
You're free.
Golf.
You just added that just now.
Yeah. I haven't added it. Golf.
You haven't even hit enter on it, you've just added golf.
8 o'clock in the morning, golf.
Are you busy doing the show?
I'm entering at 11:45. But no, I'll certainly say hello to Mark, absolutely from Norway.
Dean's going, he's going to wear a jerkin.
Dean's going, is he?
I'll get you a car in that morning, so you don't need to drive.
Okay.
You can be in Spoons, 10 past 10.
Right.
Meeting all the listeners, and Mark from Norway, his wife and his kids.
Right, okay. Yeah, and where are you when all this is happening?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm playing golf. I've got my first lesson booked in.
Right.
At 10:05. Friday the 21st of February, yeah. So...
what are the chances?
Nightmare. Radio
X. Coming up...
thank you.
More totally entertaining radio brilliance that will feature on The Chris Moyle Show on Radio X Podcast. David Baddiel, the comedian, and Dan Gillespie Sells from The Feeling are in the studio shortly.
Yes, they are.
Plus, we give you the chance to take over Radio X in the form of your audio WhatsApp messages, and we'll hear them later. Welcome to Thursday on this thoroughly thrilling entertainment show.
Yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Right then.
Radio X.
I'll talk about Captain Crapbeard next. You'd be delighted to hear, Captain.
I feel delighted.
But first, and then David Baddiel and Dan with 18 surnames from The Feeling are going to be on the show just after 8:30. But thought now I'll give you a little musical treat because we played Don't Look Back in Anger earlier, which sounded lovely. So I'm going to shut up and play this for 4 minutes or so. Absolute beautiful piece of work from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I have heard of the city, she loves me.
Radio X 816. We've been sent some pastries, yeah. Some breakfast pastries.
Smelling.
Oh,
don't they? Oh, oh, smell incredible.
By Chris Smith.
Yeah, we know Chris Smith.
Yeah, he's from the old place and and this place.
Yes.
Was he this place, then the old place, then this
originally
place?
This place.
Yeah.
This studio, probably.
Anyway, he reads the news. There's Chris Smith. Mm-hmm. He's also writing books. And he has written the new Famous Five,
yeah.
Inspired by Enid Blyton.
Wow.
Hello.
That's massive.
Join the new Famous Five on an epic adventure. When Maddie, Fran, Tom and their dog Gilbert head to Kirin Village for the holidays, they are quickly caught up in a mystery. A top secret treasure map has gone missing. Luckily, help is at hand. Answers left behind by Kieran's best-known adventurers, the Famous Five. Can they catch the thief before the treasure is stolen? I don't know, I haven't read it yet.
Not sure. You need to tell us, Chris Smith.
Oh, my God.
I love the Famous Five.
Smell amazing. How's the Famous Five roll was a bit too Blue Peter-y for me.
Do you know what? I get you. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I know you.
Oh, George. Oh, I got lost.
Yeah. Who was the dog? Was George the dog, or was it Timmy the dog?
Timmy the dog.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you ever read any of the Faraway Tree books?
No.
Oh, brilliant.
Secret Seven. I was Secret Seven person.
Was that also Enid?
I don't think that was Enid Blyton.
Oh.
Used to love the Secret Seven.
There's one for you, ready? I want you to answer really quickly.
Go on.
Who shall I ask? Do you know, I'll ask Pippa.
Huh.
Ready? Answer straight away.
Okay.
Enid Blyton, man or woman?
Woman.
Dom?
Yeah, woman.
No. Man?
It's a man.
I don't know.
It's a woman.
A woman called Enid.
Yeah.
Don't know. Never thought about it.
Yeah, she was a woman.
Until I asked the question. These smell unbelievable. Where are they from? Astrid. Oh, my God.
Oh.
And you've all ordered breakfast today, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, never mind. I didn't, so I can eat them all.
You could just smell them.
Yeah. Now, Captain Crapbeard, first of all, nice haircut.
I haven't had a haircut.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah.
So something has happened.
No, I haven't.
Did you wear a hat into work today?
No.
You shaved?
No.
You've washed your hair?
I actually didn't wash my hair today.
Oh.
It looks shorter.
Yeah.
Your hair looks shorter.
It isn't.
At the back, it's further up your head.
Callum come and cut it in the night or something?
Yeah.
No.
Did you get drunk again?
No.
And you woke up and heard some buzzing noises.
That's
clippers. Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that kind of night?
Head out of the gutter.
No, I haven't had a haircut.
Okay, well, look like you have. It now, does. You know, we often talk about, and I've given you stuff to eat before. Like, we got sent in these, like, chocolate brownies yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it?
Mm,
yesterday. Yeah. And then you kindly, for me, because I can't eat them, because I'm intermittent fasting, although one of these pastries is definitely going to get woofed, and you tried it, and you said it was lovely.
Yeah.
I've got a breakfast challenge for you.
Oh.
If you would be interested.
Okay.
So, in Dubai, if you're going to go for a little drink, if you fancy a nice Irish Guinness, you can go to McGettigan's, and they've got the new one where I was DJing on New Year's Eve.
Right.
At Ibn Battuta Gate, right under the big arch, the big gateway, the entrance to Dubai.
Yeah.
Just near the power station where all the electricity comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. They've got a breakfast challenge.
Oh, no.
And I thought you might fancy it.
Oh.
And I have a photo of it on the screen here. This is the Big Breakfast Challenge every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Finish it in 20 minutes, you get it for free.
Oh, that's gone in 20.
Wow.
You think?
Yeah, that's
right. Cool. How many eggs?
6 eggs.
How many sausages?
Oh, that's 7, 6.
6.
6.
6. 1, 6.
4 hash browns?
Hash browns, bacon.
Is that black pudding here?
Black pudding.
How many of them? That looks like a lot.
Tomato. A bowl of beans, yeah. And I'm not sure, is that a bit of white pudding right at the very top, Dom?
Might be,
on the
yes.
Second, oh, it is, yeah. It is.
Oh,
so you've got your black pudding. What's bottom right next to the tomatoes?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Oh, they're the mushrooms, right.
So you've got 6 eggs, 6 sausages, black pudding, white pudding, bacon, hash browns, tomatoes, mushrooms, and a bowl of beans.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
20 minutes, Captain.
Could you do that?
There's no bread there, to be fair. So it won't be too bulky.
Yeah, you wouldn't get too full on that, would you? What?
How many is that? Like 500 calories, probably?
Oh, no, probably not even, yeah. No.
Oh, yes, I could.
Really?
I think I could give that a go. Well, I've never really done a food challenge per se.
6 fried eggs is a lot.
See, I think that's easy because there's nothing to them.
You get very eggy. You get a bit eggy.
What you do is you get your egg, you put it on the hash brown.
Dip it.
Or you put 2 eggs on a hash brown. So you eat the hash brown, you've eaten 2 eggs on a hash brown. You're on your way. The
sausages look awesome.
6 eggs, 6 sausages, bacon, hash browns, mushrooms, tomatoes, black pudding, white pudding, baked beans.
Ooh.
See, I can do it because I don't eat the tomatoes or the mushrooms.
Yeah.
So I'm screwed.
I can eat that much. I like the fact you immediately said, yes, I could probably do that.
I don't know if I could do it, but
give it a go.
If we're saying, shall we try it?
Mm.
Looking in the room of us, I'm the most likely to try.
Right, okay.
I'm aware of that.
And the good thing is, if you're up for it, all you got to do is fly to Dubai.
Oh, right.
And then, but if you do it, you'll get your breakfast for free.
I didn't realise we had to go to Dubai for
eggs. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's in Dubai, yeah. It's McGettigan's in Dubai.
Dubai eggs.
Yeah, but think about this. Once you get there and you've won the challenge, you've saved some bit of money.
Oh, wow, what a great idea.
Yeah. Shall I book the flights?
Should we just get the breakfast?
Yeah, we could just get the breakfast. I've got to smile honestly. A good night's rest, 8 hours sleep. Look your best, good hygiene. Keep your teeth nice and clean. Back yourself modestly. Show your friends empathy. Make more time for family. Go somewhere you've never been. Come to my senses. Life's not easy. It leaves you guessing. Just keep breathing. I've got to be the perfect me. I've got to be the perfect me. I've got to be the perfect me. Right, so I've done it. I've booked it for us. The McGinnigan's in Dubai that does a big this breakfast challenge is Ibn Battuta Gate. So I've just, and it's at the bottom of a hotel. So what I've done is I've booked a couple of rooms. I've booked business flights, if that's all right. Oh. And I've booked a nice town car to pick us up from the airport and take us to the hotel. So it's coming in quite a little bit, right? But if you do the big breakfast challenge thing, right, you saved yourself 249 dirhams. And everybody's very excited by that.
Everyone's excited.
They love the breakfast.
James decided to leave our studio just at the moment somebody else was walking into the studio next door and everybody was cheering. That's good timing.
I thought it was someone's birthday.
So did I.
So there you are. That ruined the link, didn't it? Brilliant.
Anyway, Dubai, breakfast. You're covering the cost. See you there.
I don't know if Chris said he was covering the cost.
No, I'll... I tell you what, if you fail the breakfast challenge, I'll pay for it. 249 dirham.
Deal.
Yeah?
Deal.
Where's the cat?
I say deal. So I just go and eat half a breakfast, which is still a lot of breakfast, and get a free flight to Dubai, and I get to hang out with you.
I'd go on holiday with you.
I'd go on holiday with you.
Nice.
When I say holiday...
Yeah.
Like, night away.
Yeah,
it's
short break.
Oh, yeah, separate rooms, definitely.
Yeah, I'm not having a twin room.
That's a given.
Especially if you're paying, definitely.
Why am I paying?
Because you offered.
I don't think I did I?
I don't think money was mentioned.
Yeah, no, I think you did.
I'd go away somewhere for a night with you.
James is hating this because he's not even in the room.
Yeah, Dom.
Yes.
You.
Yeah.
Defo. Pippa. Absolutely. Great fun. James, no. I couldn't do it.
Really, you couldn't do it?
I couldn't do it.
How many days till you got annoyed by me, do you think? How many? One night?
Day? Oh, it's one night.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't... I don't think you'd annoy me, but just one night, that'll do. Just one night.
There's such sincerity on your face when you're saying that. You're like, nah, one.
One night.
One.
Well, you know, I don't, you know...
You can have too much of a good thing.
There's not many people that I could last that, you know, a few days with.
Two nights is,
yeah.
You know?
I agree with you, actually.
Do you want you to start annoying yourself after one night?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, you're right to say that about me, yeah?
I do find... We should do a lad's trip away. That's what we should do.
Well, you talk about Dublin a lot. I've never been.
Let's go.
You've never been to Dublin?
Oh, to roam the streets of Dublin with you, reprobates, would be lovely.
Well, listen, we're locals there. We pretty much know our way around Dublin.
Yeah.
I'm due a trip I've not actually been for a few years.
I haven't been for ages.
And we're due a trip. We've got guides when we get there, because we've got all the clan out there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dominic's uncle, cousin, whatever that weird relationship is.
Pub? Yeah.
Owns a pub.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough, it's a bit out of the way.
It is about the way. It's in a lay-by.
Is it opposite a cemetery?
No, opposite the racecourse, Leopardstown Racecourse. It's the Lorgan, South Dublin.
Does
South
a variety Dublin. Of toasted sandwiches.
It does three different types.
Mm. Yeah.
Variety.
Yeah, cheese and ham, cheese and tomato, cheese.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got that to look forward to.
I did ask for just the ham and it blew their mind.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It really did.
That's not an option and you know it.
And also, you've never been to Dublin. Have you been to Ireland?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that mad?
The Guinness, I know you love your Guinness, it is, you can't compare it. You really can't compare it.
So when are we going? Immediately.
What have I got on this weekend? This weekend's no good.
I'm free this weekend. Oh, shame. Free this weekend.
Well, should we get it in the diary and do it?
Yeah, I'd love
to
do that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't it?
Just lads, just being blooming blokes.
Just guys being dudes.
No. So it's the four of you.
Guys being dudes.
Do you want to come?
I mean, with James. Well, I'm not a lad, am I?
Yeah, but no, it doesn't matter.
You're the laddiest one on this show. There's only three seats.
Oh, hold on, James is coming back in now.
What should we talk about?
And it's just like, and everybody hates it, and it's just awful. People are crying, and there's just blood everywhere.
That's a shame.
Oh, James is back. You don't want to do that, do you?
No.
No, absolutely. So there you go.
Just awful, then.
James is out of our trip to Dublin.
Oh, no.
Right, I need to take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll play a couple of songs, and then we're going to get our guests in. Have they arrived?
They have.
Are they in the green room?
They are.
Are they watching?
They are.
Hello. Oh, I have a beard. By the way, it's me, Chris Miles, but I have a beard now. So David Baddiel and Dan Gillespie-Sells, all the surnames, going to be in, going to talk about the musical in just a few minutes.
The Chris Miles Show.
8:30.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Kodiaq.
Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
This Saturday, the £15 million Lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled at... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Virgin Atlantic Holidays Sale. It's a big deal, wherever you want to go in the world. Make waves in the Caribbean, go full throttle in Orlando, or fully unwind in the Maldives. But the biggest deal of all, you can book in-store and online right now. The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale. See the world differently. Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginholidays.co.uk.
Matalan's exclusive deal of the week has landed. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Celebrate the end of a long January and treat yourself for less. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Start your year in style with savings on every range in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. From beautiful beds to timeless sofas and dining tables, find your dream furniture today and spread the cost interest-free for up to 3 years from just $499 with no deposit. Grow your home in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. Ends Sunday. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furnitureland FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, royalty!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, a little sigh takes us to our pet town care filly, guided by his maps. Plus, why millennials are stuck in the 1950s. And we've got the greatest item in the history of radio. It's all on the 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Tired of unreliable broadband? Switch to EE today and get up to £300 towards your leaving fee.
£300?
Really? Yes, really. You'll get our fastest full fiber ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online.
That's right. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE.
Get up to £300 towards any early termination charges from your current provider credited to your EE account. New customers, 50% UK availability terms apply.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Although I often thought of it.
of Dublin do you recall? The house was very small, with a wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. What would be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get married. I would be living down here on my own. And that time the moment, Thursday years ago. School to get rest, and mine said that you were the best. All of the boys I loved you, but I was a mess. I had to watch and try and get you undressed. We were friends, that was as far as it went. I used to walk you home sometimes, but it meant, oh, it meant nothing to you, 'cause you were so popular. Tedra, do you recall? The house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? There, 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. That you'd get married, I would be living down here on my own. On that time, the moment, Thursday years ago.
Disco 2000, it's 8:39, we're live on Global Player if you want to watch us. This is going to be weird. It's going to be like interviewing a mirrored version of myself with David Baddiel now.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about the fact
Hang on, let me introduce you first.
You said me that.
I know, but I need to a proper intro. Ladies and gentlemen, David Baddiel and Daniel Gillespie-Sells are here. Hooray, round of applause. There you go.
So, we were just talking about the fact that we both wear glasses some of the time. I think my face looks weird without glasses, so even if I had my eyes done, I'd still wear glasses. Mm. But basically, we both look now like Santa Claus with
buttons. Yeah,
yeah. But that's what we look like. Isn't it?
My beard is temporary.
Is it?
Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to keep it.
I like it.
Mm. We've been discussing it a lot. This is a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Right, this is about 5 seconds.
You shaved this morning?
Clean shaved for this 6 a.m.
And Dan Gillespie-Sells, all the surnames. Nice to see you.
Thank you. I can't grow a beard.
Pretty. It's patchy. It's right. Sad. It's a bit gingery, and it's just not really exactly the one. So if I could get a nice kind of white beard like you guys, that'd be great.
I think you suit it without.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
You've got that lovely clean cut look. Yeah, it's fresh. Different. You look like a nice, clean gentleman.
Yeah,
You look like a scruffy wrong'un.
Like a scruffy wrong'un. Well, I can't help it.
You look like a vagrant, and Dan is like a Sparks tribute act. There you go.
That's not a compliment for either of us. No.
What Chris means is welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris. I think I look like if things had gone wrong for Einstein.
First of all, how do you two know each other?
Well, through our show, we were brought together.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've not been friends before?
No, we didn't know each other beforehand. I was a fan.
We knew of each other, yeah.
He hasn't replied. He hasn't messaged.
Massive fan.
Which of David's work were you a fan the most?
There's a song.
Well, yeah, right, he's gone for the song.
Right. Okay.
There is a song.
I was a fan of his songs as well. I just made the songs.
So there you go,
we
brought together through music.
Yeah, that's lovely.
So you, now obviously David's really been on the show before talking about the books and stuff, and then this is the Parent Agency, which is being turned into a musical by the pair of you, which is so exciting. Mm. It's brilliant. I think we talked before, I think you said you wanted it to be a musical.
Yeah.
And we've talked about how it's so difficult to get something to actually be a real musical where people can get tickets and go and see it. It's a long process.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work, a lot of money, and then a lot of luck as well as hard work to make it a thing.
Yeah.
But it can be fantastic. Yeah. How long has this taken?
How long has it taken? About 3 years?
It's been about 3 years, which is actually quite quick.
Yeah.
Really, in this business, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I should probably say, even though we have talked about it on this show before, yeah, The Parent Agency is one of my kids' books.
Yeah.
And it's a book about a world in which children can choose their own parents. Basically,
perfect.
A boy called Barry, who is annoyed with his parents, not least because they called him Barry, has got a list of things that are wrong with his parents, wishes for better ones, goes through his bedroom wall into a world run by children in which he can audition, which parents have to audition to be your mum and dad, basically. And I wrote that 10 years ago. And yeah, I think I always had a thought of it being on its feet and there being songs in it, but then Dan appeared and wrote some brilliant music, so that really helped.
But you've written the lyrics.
Yeah, well, I wrote the lyrics, so to begin with, then Dan contributed to the lyrics, and so it's all a collaboration.
It's a great thing.
Mm.
Now you've this is not your first musical.
No.
You've done all right in the musical genre.
Locked out.
Yeah, you really have. For those, we mentioned this earlier on today, but Dan obviously did the music for Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Yeah, that did all right, didn't it, actually, to be fair?
It's done all right.
That went to Broadway. Did it do Broadway?
No, never did Broadway.
We're
in Los Angeles, but we had COVID and stuff, so...
Ah, yeah.
It was bad timing for us, but... Yeah. It's still kind of, it's in different territories. It's one of those shows that I sometimes realise is like, you know, someone suddenly sends me an email from Mexico or somewhere and I'm like, oh, it's there.
Wow.
Brazil and, you know, Korea and all kinds of places. So it's kind of weird. And it's a strange thing because it's so Sheffield.
Yeah.
It's set in Sheffield, built in Sheffield. Everyone does it in Sheffield, but they're still doing it. But they're doing it in Japanese as well. You know, and you just think, how does that work? But that's apparently amazing. It does. So, yeah. And I haven't seen it in any other languages except for Swedish.
Did you go and see the Swedish version?
I saw it in Malmo. And that was weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. I mean, I can't understand a word of it, but it's fantastic to hear it anyway. You know, it's just weird and bonkers and mad. And everything I love about this world is that it's so crazy.
So, how did it start? Who gets the ball rolling first?
The producers of the musical sort of like thought there was a musical in the book, which I agreed with. And I'd actually written a movie for Disney that didn't happen based on it. They said, do you think this could be a musical? And I said, yeah, but obviously we need to find someone brilliant to write the music. And at that point, there was Dan. And then I rewrote the script of the movie to something that could work on stage. And then the key thing with a musical, that I think, is it's got to feel like the points at which characters burst into song, they have to burst into song.
Yeah.
It's like... You don't want to just have a song here and a song there. It's like there's something in an 11-year-old boy who is frustrated with his life, but can't quite say it. He can't quite say the words, I want to have better parents.
Yeah.
Right? Which is basically something I thought when I was 11. Right? those inexpressible things. thank you very much.
Do you want water?
Those inexpressible things, like me, I couldn't say it. They come out in song. And in the musical, you find those beats where either comically or dramatically or poignantly or whatever, the thing you've got to do is sing. And dance, right? Yeah. And that is something I love about musicals. I've actually also done a musical before. You didn't mention that.
Sorry.
The Infidel, which is based on my movie, which I was at Stratford Theatre. It wasn't as successful as Jamie. But nonetheless,
it to the West End of Stratford. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But what I learned with that is there's something amazing. If you write something, you're always really happy to see it have legs, right, beyond screen or whatever. But if people are singing and dancing and there's lights and there's all sorts going on, it's somehow amazing. It's amazing that people have thought, I've got enough confidence in this to do this amount of work to create it as a thing on stage.
Are you nervous about it?
Yeah, a bit, but I'm also really looking forward to seeing it properly. Yeah. We should say it's on in Chester.
It's at the Story House in Chester. I know how to interview people. Jesus.
I think this happens every time, Chris. I get an anxiety.
Every look, you go on BBC Breakfast, they'll talk about fantasy football, Frank Skinner, and right at the end they'll go, and your musical is out in February. All the best.
That's correct.
A new musical adaptation of David Baddiel's best-selling book, The Parent Agency, will premiere at Story House Chester in February. Is it a limited run? Yes, from Saturday, February 15th to Sunday, the 2nd of March. So you have to get tickets now. And if you don't live near Chester, make the effort. Because, you know, if it goes the way of the other musical that David did, you may never see this again.
Chris, how far were you talking there? If you don't live near Chester, what are we saying? Like Glasgow, make the effort. London, obviously, make the effort.
Yeah, no, Glasgow.
Yeah. Paris.
Yeah. Fly over. Like, Chester's beautiful.
Chester is beautiful.
Get yourself a hotel. Mm, yeah. Go and see the show. Then stay the next night and have dinner.
Beautiful.
And see the show again.
The show. But you won't be able to, because I'll be sold out.
That's true.
Well, this is exciting. Mm. This is really, really exciting. So do you not, like, it's, I'm fascinated by this. Did you have enough confidence, though? Because I would doubt myself, or if I was going into this, if this is me, I'd written the book, and then somebody comes along and says, let's make a thing out of it, I'd be like, yeah, but there's so much of that world where you're like, I don't know how you do that, or you just got to trust people, the know-how of the musical producers to be able to get it right.
No, I wouldn't trust them. What I trust in myself is storytelling,
right,
which I'm good at, and jokes, and generally, I think I was confident in the story of The Parent Agency. And then it is to do with Dan.
Yeah.
It's to do with Dan. And I mean, actually, really within it takes time. It's taken 3 years. But sitting in Dan's studio in Hackney and, you know, hear some words, within a very short amount of time, he's written the most beautiful melody. Like, he can do that. He's really got an ear. I tell you, I don't know if anyone wants to sign him. But it's really, for me, it was very, very important because I like musicals where the songs are immediately singable.
Yes.
I'm not one for a difficult, I basically don't like Sondheim. There, I've said it.
Right.
I like really beautiful melodies that you can immediately hear in your head. And Dan's written a lot of them. Sorry, I'm just praising you.
Thank you, David.
Like any of this.
it is about a team and it's about a kind of collaboration and there's a kind of like more than the sum of its parts with how they come together, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So you need David who's funny and writes, you know, a really gripping story, but then you need the music to accompany that, but also it needs to kind of somehow elevate it as well. And then, you know, it's everyone. It's a director and it's a lighting designer and it's a sound designer and it's costume and it's props and it's everything coming together. And actually, any of those people can drop the ball.
Yeah.
Really kind of ruin a show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trust, isn't there? There's a lot of kind of trust that together you create this alchemy and this thing that happens. Yeah. And the audience, when they're sitting down, they go, these guys know what they're doing. And that's kind of what you want, because we've all sat in the theatre and kind of gripped the side of the seats and gone, oh, I don't think they know what they're doing here.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be sang at and danced at as a kind of aggressive act for the next 2 hours. And there's nothing worse. And we all know that feeling as well. So we're all like trusting that we all are on the same page enough to tell this story in the most thrilling way, you know, and just put all our best craft into it. That's the plan.
Mm. Also, I think it's different from the book. I mean, obviously, it's different from the book. It's got the basics of the book are all still there, but it's more of a family musical, not just a kids' musical. This,
right.
So it's become a story about parenting, I think, as well as the, you know, yearnings of an 11-year-old kid. And I think that's partly why, in terms of the team, we've attracted quite a lot of what I would call really grown-up amazing talent to the show. Like, the choreographer is a brilliant woman called Carrie Ann Ingree, who did the choreography for Six.
Right, okay.
The director is a guy called Tim Jackson, who's a really brilliant director. He just did in the West End Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York, which is a brilliant show. And all these people, we're not thinking in terms of like, oh, this is a show for kiddies. This is a proper show for families with lots and lots of stuff in it that's funny, but also moving and, yeah, a whole kind of experience. Yeah.
It's very exciting. I think it's brilliant.
Go on. I was going to say, did you have any involvement in the audition and the casting process? Were you there for...
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not you. Next.
And that's tough, actually, because you see people that are completely brilliant and you can't cast them because they're just not quite right for what you need. And, you know, you've got to kind of build this whole story and you've got to build a cast that's going to balance everything out perfectly and really nicely. But the most amazing thing is the kids, right? Because there's these 10-year-old kids, or like 11, 12-year-olds, whatever, but they're playing this 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And it's just extraordinary to see that some of them have, like, better CVs than any of us. You know, they've just been there, done that, you know, and they're kids, they're tiny and they're so little, literally little, and they're just so confident, and but they're brilliant, and they've all got real character as well. I think with kids that have like genuine character coming through in them, you know, you just know exactly who they are.
There are four Barrys, because that's the way you obviously have to have more than one kid, and they are all great as a unit. Actually, the other day we were doing some recordings with a microphone because we have to do some sound off stuff, and all four Barrys were doing their bit, and then suddenly they started singing one of our songs in a kind of boy band way, right? And so there's these four 11-year-olds being like the youngest boy band that's ever happened, right? And they were really, really cute. They're so cute, but they are also, kind of sophisticated at the same time.
They're very witty. Yeah. They're brilliant. Mm.
Well, as I said, it starts on Saturday, 15th of February, runs till Sunday, the 2nd of March, and wherever you live in the world, make the trip. Even Glasgow or Paris, the Storyhouse Chester in February, to go and see the parent agency, the new musical, by David Bloody Blub and Daniel Gillespie.
Every time. Thank you.
Here's one for you, Dan. Are you, I met you before years ago when I was at the old place.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear our parody songs of a couple of feeling tracks?
Actually, I did.
Oh, and you've still turned up today.
I've still turned up. I'm slightly bitter about it, but, you know, I did hear them, yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't say bitter. I think that's a strong word. Do you ever, I think you've got headphones.
I'd like to hear them.
Oh, yeah,
come on.
Just make sure that they can hear me.
I can hear you through the headphones. Okay, good. Are you right?
So I don't know if you know the song by The Feeling, I Love It When You Call. Well, we turned that into a love song to Davina McCall. Oh, Davina McCall, oh, Davina McCall, oh, Davina McCall,
you and me could have a
ball. That's me on the vocals.
That's fantastic. What are you bitter about?
Actually, do you know what? That's better than I remember.
And then there was this beautiful song by The Feeling. Rosé, about booze. And we turned that into Jose Mourinho's song. With Dominic Byrne.
I would marry myself if I was gay.
So lovely. You not heard that one before?
That one I don't remember.
Oh. Jose was huge.
As a Chelsea fan, I don't remember it ever taking off in the ground.
They didn't have the range.
That's what it was. They didn't have the range.
And also, as well, Dan has been on Mastermind.
Oh.
You've never done Mastermind, have you?
No, I've been asked to do it a few times, but I... The trouble is, whenever I do shows like that, I've done 15 to 1, I've done a few others... Mm. because I wear glasses and I pretend to be clever, people think, oh, he's going to win. And then I don't.
Right.
I don't win. And then there's just a massive sense of, oh, he tries to be clever, but he just isn't. And Mastermind, by the way, I've gone rant now. Mastermind, the problem is that you go on it and you think, well, I'll do something interesting and I'll do the life and work of John Updike or something like that I'm keen on.
Oh.
And then someone else does the third series of Sex and the City as their thing now. That wasn't allowed in Magnus Magnusson's day.
Exactly.
Like, you had a proper subject. Yeah.
Dan did Bernie Taupin.
That's a good one.
A little bit tricky, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him, and nobody does.
I am, of course, now Dan's Bernie Taupin.
Of course.
You see, I brought it all round.
Yeah.
I guess you are.
That's what's happened.
Yeah. Wow, what a gig.
I'm the one that's going to be forgotten while the musician goes on to be the enormous art. I don't mean it, Bernie,
if you're listening.
I've
these words. Turn that into a massive song, will you? And then I've got these as well. That is a strange thing, isn't it? Well, listen, I'm very excited. Everybody, go and get tickets. Where do people get tickets from?
The internet.
Brilliant. That's the internet.
Well, unless they want to travel from Glasgow to Chester just to buy the tickets, a Chester Story House. I mean, they can do that too.
God, you ungrateful get. I've done such a good job of selling this. And you're not even meeting me halfway. Where can people get tickets? The internet, Chris. Unless people want to drive all the way to the box office. You moron.
My house. They can come to my house and I'll tout them.
I'll give out your address.
Yeah.
And David lives at number one, London. Really nice to see you both. Good luck with it. Oh, I'm very excited. I really hope this is a phenomenal success, and then who knows where it could go from there. It is the brand new musical of the Parent Agency in Chester at the Story House in February into March. Go and get tickets from the internet. Nice to see you both. Ladies and gentlemen, to Dan Gillespie Sales, Mr. Cheers. David McNeil, everybody.
The Chris Miles Show. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
Matalan's exclusive Deal of the Week has landed. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Celebrate the end of a long January and treat yourself for less. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
It's the Virgin Media Winter Sale, and our prices have dropped, just like the temperature. It's the perfect time to find great deals across our smooth, lightning-fast broadband range on our reliable network.
Suddenly,
all with no setup fee. Yeah, that's smooth. Simply visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fibre area, subject to restrictions and credit check. 89% network uptime July to December. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply, ends 5th of Feb.
At Morrisons, get any three for £10 on fresh meat and fish when you scan your more card. Like salmon fillets, British chicken breast fillets, British beef and pork mince, and British beef burgers. That's all your favourite fresh meat and fish staples for less.
Morrisons, to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of supermarkets online vary. Selected Morrisons daily stores. More card at app required. 16 plus, £4 to £4.50 each. 220 grams to 681 grams.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Radio X. News update next.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK?
Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Everybody go get tickets to David's new musical. No matter where you live, Glasgow or Paris. Or Chester.
You can do that as well.
Oh, yeah. Right, let's get the news from Dominic Byrne. It's just gone 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a passenger plane with 64 people on board has collided with a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. The flight from Wichita was coming in to land at Ronald Reagan National Airport. Hundreds of rescue workers are searching the Potomac River. Our Washington reporter, Simon Marks, has more.
CCTV footage, you can see a plane clearly coming into land, but there is then a large flash in the sky and debris falling down towards the airport and into the river.
Water bills in England and Wales are going to go up by an average of £10 a month from April. People in some places will see an even bigger rise. The Chancellor has told us a third runway at Heathrow could be up and running within 10 years. Rachel Reeves says she wants to see building on it started by 2029. London Mayor Sir Sadiq Khan says he'll use any tool he can to block it.
In London, one of the poorest air quality areas is around Heathrow. I'm not sure how 300,000 more flights leads to better air quality.
And Royal Mail could soon stop delivering second-class post on Saturdays. The regulator Ofcom is proposing that, along with going down to alternate days in the week. But first-class post would continue 6 days a week.
Sport.
Manchester City avoided an early exit from the Champions League. They got a 3-1 comeback win against Club Brugge last night. That victory ensures them a playoff against either the holders Real Madrid or Bayern Munich. Aston Villa qualified automatically for the last 16 after a 4-2 win over Celtic last night. Liverpool lost 3-2 at PSV Eindhoven.